The Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Great welcome to you as ever, but good that we can meet, we can come to worship the Lord, we can bow before the God who made us.
So many people are isolating, others of course never want to come to worship God, but we're free and here we are to do that. Always as we come, we always tell the Lord how sorry we are for our sins, which we acknowledge cheaply. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You come in word and in sacrament to strengthen us and make us holy. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You will come again in glory, with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
And on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Job. Job began to speak. Is not man's life on earth nothing more than press service? His time no better than hired drudgery? Like the slave sighing for the shade, or the workman with no thought but his wages? Months of delusion I have assigned to me, nothing for my own, but nights of grief. Lying in bed, I wonder, when will it be day? Risen, I think, how slowly evening comes. Restlessly, I fret till twilight falls. Swifter than a weaver's shuttle, my days have passed and vanished, leaving no hope behind. Remember that my life is but a breath, and that my eyes will never again see joy. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, for he is a broken hearted. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to our God, for he is loving. To him our praise is due. The Lord built up Jerusalem, and brings back Israel's exiles, and heals the brokenhearted. He binds up all their wounds, he fixes the number of the stars, he calls each one by its name. Our Lord is great and mighty, his wisdom can never be measured. The Lord raises the lowly, he humbles the wicked to the dust.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I do not boast of preaching the gospel, since it is a duty which has been laid on me. I should be punished if I did not preach it. If I had chosen this work for myself, I might have been paid for it. But as I have not, it is a responsibility which has been put into my hands. Do you know what my reward is? It is this: in my preaching, to be able to offer the good news free and not insist on the rights which the gospel gives me. So though I am not a slave of any man, I have made myself the slave of everyone, so as to win as many as I could. For the weak, I made myself weak. I made myself all things to all men, in order to save some at any cost. And I still do this for the sake of the gospel, to have a share in its blessing. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Anyone who follows me will have the light of life. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On leaving the synagogue, Jesus went with James and John straight to the house of Simon and Andrew. Now Simon's mother-in-law had gone to bed with fever, and they told him about her straight away. He went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. And the fever left her, and she began to wake up. That evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were sick, and those who were possessed by devils. The whole town came crowding round the door, and he cured many who were suffering from diseases of one kind or another. He also cast out many devils, but he would not allow them to speak, because they knew who he was. In the morning, long before dawn, he got up and left the house, and went off to a lonely place, and prayed there. Simon and his companions set out in search of him, and when they found him, they said, "Everybody's looking for you." He answered, "Let us go elsewhere, to the neighboring country towns, so that I can preach there too, because that is why I came." And he went all through Galilee, preaching in their synagogues, casting out devils. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
That very human and very easy reading from Job is one we can easily resonate with, whether we're sighing for our wages or we feel we're in drudgery, or longing when will it be bedtime, we've got the children there, or when will it be, you know, in the night time, when is it going to be dawn? I think it's very human reading. It's very much, we can all feel that different times in our lives is very real. And of course, in a way, all of today's readings come together as people under pressure. Job's under pressure and his suffering. Paul is under pressure because he's constrained by his duty to go to preach the gospel. Jesus, the crowding round on him. Job offers this profound insight into the condition of someone who is utterly broken and deflated by suffering. That brokenness and despair, the alienation of estrangement from God, that is actually the lot of many souls are alienated by God in our own times. And it's all movingly portrayed there in that weekend. But despite all his losses, all his suffering, Job doesn't lose his faith in God. Jesus enters into such broken and defeated lives to restore them to hope and meaning. And that's picked up in the psalm, which is a hymn of praise to the God who heals the brokenhearted. Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted, broken in body or spirit. The God who brings home the scattered and the exiled. God who lifts up the poor and the powerless. And then, of course, as I say, Paul too is feeling pressure on him to preach the gospel. He said, do not boast of that. And of course, elsewhere in his letters, he does say that, boasting nothing but the cross of the Lord Jesus. But he feels all this on him because the pressure of duty. And in the gospel, Mark gives us that picture of Jesus' life. Last week, as soon as Sunday comes, he goes to the synagogue on the Sabbath and he preaches there. And then when he's left the synagogue, they go straight to the house, James and John, to Simon Andrew's house, where there's his mother-in-law. All that there, so much pressure, all the people crowding around. So the whole town came to the door, pressing round, pressing on Jesus. But the pressure on him was actually that of being misunderstood. He's the victim in a way of his own popularity, as any healer would be. If they knew that Jesus had that power, wouldn't you be going, never mind the doctor, you'd be going to someone like Jesus? That's not to dismiss any of our doctors, but just the real fact, isn't it? That there was this power worker and they wanted to do that. But that puts the pressure on him because his task is not just that. That's part of what he's doing. His mission is to preach the good news. So he's restricted, and therefore that's why he said, let's go on to the other towns, because that's why I've come. And what we find is, the way he restores this is going out very early, not saying you've got to get up at the crack of before dawn even to pray. You pray at any time, but nevertheless, it's the Lord goes to be with the Father and restores himself in that prayer. Because there God is encountered. That's why I pray for the sick. I want to say a little word about that, because often you will know people who will say to me, they know maybe they're Catholic, maybe they come to church, maybe they're family members, maybe they're not, maybe they're neighbours of people at work, wherever it is. Oh, say a prayer for me, or light a candle for me, or do this, or pray. And people do often say, you know, we're not Catholic, we don't come to church, we're not this, but would you say a prayer? And pray for the sick. And I say, Christ to you. It's one of the works of mercy. There's no doubt. You know, that's why we always have that list. And you think people have been on there sometimes for years. Because people do suffer for years. But it's an act of mercy. And however, the hope for healing is never the end goal of our prayer or God's action. And Jesus says that plainly in the gospel. The purpose is to preach the good news, to spread the good news of Jesus. So holding them in prayer, we're spreading that good news of Jesus because we're lifting them to the Lord. And so when our loved ones get sick, good news is knowing one thing that we want to learn. We're hearing these days very much about healing with confounded and dying, and no one's there to help them. Some resurrected nurse was there to go with them at the end. Always remember this, we're never alone, because the Lord is always with us, and he's always with us, especially when we feel most helpless. Sickness, lockdown at the moment, often prevented us from doing things that we normally do. At the moment, we can't enjoy all the normal pleasures of life, just chatting to each other, just going out and being social with each other, our circle of friends, colleagues, whatever it is. And in the same way that the sick can feel that, so can everyone at the moment in this lockdown. Illness disconnects us from ordinary life. And the community sometimes, and isolated from them, on the isolation wards that there are, this sort of thing that's going on. So remembering all those isolating, remembering ourselves and the constraints that we're under, we are restoring connection with God when we do it. Because it brings the sick, it brings those isolated, it brings those that we don't possibly even into the prayer with the church and the Lord and with God. That's why it's so important. And often we can have moments when if we can't pray, we often say, oh, I can't pray at the moment, I'm too whatever it is that's going on. Don't worry. That's what we're here for, to pray for them. That's why you see the big prayers. I know we're not supposed to have any big prayers. There are a bit shorter than sometimes they used to be, because they've said mass should be shorter than it is, and so we can get out, not be contaminated too much with each other. But they are an important part. But of course, always remember, the whole of the Mass is a long prayer. So the whole prayer that we're offering is lifting all that to the Lord. And we lift in all those that we love, not those that we don't even know, to that God. And that can only be good news for them and for us. And when recovery of health does happen, when lockdown is lifted, our mission to preach the good news doesn't then end. But the final purpose of healing is praise of God. Oh, come, let us worship God. Bow low before the God who made us, for he is the Lord our God. That's what Jesus comes with his good news. Like Simon's mother-in-law, when she had been healed, she waited on others. Let's use our time of drawing strength from the Lord, that we too can go on to preach to others the good news. Good news is Jesus and his love for us. We profess the faith we have in him.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. Christ then, of God's salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became a man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
both in trust and turning to our Father in prayer for the Church throughout the world. May all the members have courage to spread the good news and bear witness to Christ. Lord, be your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Elizabeth, our Queen, as she entered her 70th year as Queen, for all who have rule and authority across the world, may the Spirit of God inspire them to work for peace and justice for all. Lord, in mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all children and families, across schools and their staff, may they have some help and relief and find hope for the future. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all suffering, sick, those depressed and despondent, the isolated, lifting to the emergency services, the NHS and all care.
Receive the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O Lord our God, who once established these created things to sustain us in our frailty, grant, we pray, that they may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God. For you laid the foundation of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this, memory of me. Mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, and Mark our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles and all the saints who pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours, for ever and ever.
Amen.
The Saviour's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Acknowledge each other.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Let them thank the Lord for his mercy, the wonders for the children of men, for he satisfies the thirsty soul, and the hungry he fills with good things.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go, announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.